I say,
get out of my way.
God, get out of my life.
Danger, get out of my way. We see you in Jesus' name.
Get out of my life. Valley of death, strangers around each face, which earth in Jesus our bloodly saved, be removed to yonder place. It makes no difference how big you are, Jesus said, you've got to go. Stranger, get out of my way. Stranger, get out of my way. I say,
stranger, get out of my way.
Stranger, get out of my life.
Stranger, get out of my way.
I say to you,
in Jesus' name, stranger, get out of my way.
The word of God is alive in me. Word of faith and word of fire.
Jesus,
that you must obey.
Get out of my way.
You can chase the strangers. You can chase the strangers. Don't wait till tomorrow, start today. You can
chase the strangers.
You can
chase the strangers.
Whenever there's a way, there's a way. You can
chase the strangers.
You can chase the strangers. Don't wait till tomorrow, not today.
You can chase the strangers.
You can chase the strangers.
Whenever there's a way.
I'm moving forward in the name of the Lord. Nothing can stop me now. For Jesus was and abides with me. For strangers I've got to go. It makes no difference how big you are, Jesus says you've got to go. Stranger, get out of my way. Stranger, get out of my way. I say,
stranger, get out of my life.
Stranger, get out of my life. Get out of my way.
The word of God is alive in me. Word of faith and word of God. Jesus said he must obey. Get out of my way.
And so I say to the stranger. And so I say to the stranger. Out of my life, and so I say to the stranger, out. And so I say to the stranger, get out of my life. Jesus said, you must obey. Stranger, get out of my way. I say, get out of my way. I say, stranger, get out of my way. You in Jesus' name, stranger, get out of my way.
The word of God is alive in me. Word of faith and
glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for no mistake. Move by all we know, hallelujah, for
Mo ba le jo wi ninu aye mi jade
mo ba le jowi ninu aye mi jade ninu aye mi mo ba le jowi ninu aye mi jade mo ba le jowi ninu aye mi jade ninu aye mi Jesu mi
o pada sa
ale jo ba ye mi sile Jesu mi o pada sa 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 Alejo baye mi sile
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Say big
amen.
Eje ki a teriba lati gbadura. Tori Oluwa ti wa ni oju ise
re. The Lord is already at his work.
Baba ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus name.
Baba ni oruko Jesu.
Jesus name.
Baba ni oruko na Jesu.
Jesus name.
Baba e ma sise na lo.
Continue your work.
Tuti wa ni kati miran.
Now we are another hour.
Baba ni Jesu e ma ba ise na lo.
Continue with your word.
Baba ni oruko Jesu ni wakati ye Oluwa.
Ese
seyin ni ase pe.
We went back.
Ese seyin ni ase pe.
Perfect your word.
Ati di gbogbo idiwo buru.
Ati di gbogbo everything.
Ati di gbogbo idena buru.
Look every indra.
Oruko Jesu ko pare be.
Because the vanish away in Jesus.
Oruko Jesu ko bi na da na.
The vanish away in Jesus.
Gbogbo owo kokon, gbogbo owo ata.
And hands of anything.
Apa seven yin oruko Jesu e bi na puro.
Command you catch fire in
Jesus. Nina aye ni tewa.
The life of that person.
La eni tewa.
The life of that person.
Ni oruko Jesu e bi na puro.
Fall away in Jesus name.
Lone aye ni yo to gba iyanu
mi na. I receive another one.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
Jesus name alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Bi oni tin di ojo ikejo.
As today close the 8th day.
Akiwa ni oruko Oluwa.
You are welcome in the name of the Lord.
Tu aba sinu isoji ti a pe ni aya yo pa won alejo.
We welcome to the revival church. The strangers shall tremble.
Aya yo pa won alejo.
The strangers shall tremble.
Aya yo pa won alejo.
The strangers shall tremble.
Ninu ipele meta ti mu ipele kan ni ati pari e.
Of three sections we ended one section yesterday.
Asi so fun wa enti emi Olorun on to lo nbe ka di.
Now we are told what the spirit of God wants us to be.
Ko to di pe a le da ya ja alejo.
Before we be able to scare the stranger.
On ti Olorun nbe ka di.
What God wants us to become.
Asi yin Olorun pe
we bless God he has made us to be. That is to be a true believer. To be a genuine believer. To be a believer that pleases God.
Amen.
Amen.
Ni ipele keji ye.
And in this second section.
A lo wo awon wo ni alejo.
We have to consider who the strangers are.
Awon wo ni alejo ti a yo pa.
Who are the strangers that will be afraid.
Abala ikeji on ti a ma gbe wo ni yi.
And these are what we consider in this section too.
Nitori na ni eni.
Therefore today.
Oko oro Olorun ti a bi n ba wa soro nu iwa isoji ye.
The topic of the message for today is revival.
O ni awon alejo.
The strangers.
E so be.
Everybody say that.
Mi o gba yin
read loud and clear.
Iwe Psalm ori keji din ni ogun.
Psalm 18.
Ese ikarun le logoji.
Verse 45.
Ma je ki nkan lati ese kerin le logoji si ikarun le logoji.
I'm going to read from verse 45 and 45.
Ki o le ye wa si.
So that you'll understand.
Oni bi won si tin duro mi.
As soon as they yearn of me.
Won gba mi gbo.
They shall obey me.
Awon omo ajeji yo teri won ba fun mi.
The strangers shall submit themselves unto me.
Aya yo pa won alejo.
The strangers shall be. Be afraid out of their closed place.
Ma ka ni gba meta.
I get to read three times.
Eyin na le mu ki e ka.
You can also read it up here.
Mo ba tin ka.
when I read.
He wants to grow me.
When they heard about me,
they
will pay me.
I want my judge. You tell him about me.
Strangers shall submit themselves.
I have found my
letter. Strangers shall feel the wind. And be appeared out of their clothes. Please.
He wants to grow me.
When they heard about me, they shall obey me.
I want my judge. You tell him about me.
Strangers shall submit themselves.
I have found my letter.
Strangers shall feel the wind. And be afraid. Out of their clothes.
Amen. Amen.
The strangers. The strangers. The strangers. And in this place, the Lord is communicating the great thing to us from the book of Psalms. This Psalm 18, it is a Psalm of deliverance.
Psalm ti avim dareni.
Some to rescue one from bondages and to cast out evil spirits.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oni Olorun fi asiri iyi David o si fi silenu lati so ni oro.
The Lord revealed this to David and he gave it his mouth to speak.
Elo so wi pe Oluwa ti fi agbara di mi ni amure si
ogo na. The Lord has guard me unto the battle.
Oluwa ti fi agbara di mi ni amure o si ti si ona mi pe.
He has perfect my way as well.
Oni o ti si ese mi bi ti agbanrin.
He has make my feet like that.
O si ti gbe mi ka ibi giga.
And set me upon the high places.
What you call war? Me ni ogun jija pelu.
You have seen my hands are fighting of battles.
To be a japa me le forun ide.
That my hands can take the power of sin.
Ono ti pa sa idalare yimeka.
He has given me the shield of his
salvation. Owo
otun
le ti gbe mi duro.
And with his right hand as a
protection. Iwa pele re ti so mi di nla.
And his meekness has made me great.
Oni o ti so irin ese mi di nla ni sale ese mi.
He has made my workings very great on my feet.
Iko ese mi ki o ma ba se ye.
That the ankles of my feet not be removed.
Nitori ti Oluwa se ye.
Because of what the Lord has done.
O wa ni emi o li awon ota mi.
He says, I will pursue my enemies, I will meet them.
Bẹẹni emi ko peyin dati ti mo fi run won.
I do not return to like utterly
destroy them. O ni mo sa won ni ogbe ti won ko fi le dide.
I injure them that they were unable to stand
again. Mo subu ni abẹ ese mi.
They fall under my feet. Because the Lord had guarded me unto the battle. The Lord had made those that rise against me
supported
under my feet. And you turn back my enemies. And I destroy those that
hate
me. They cry. There was none to save them.
And it's Oluwa.
Even unto the Lord.
And
answer them no.
Amen.
Then did I beat them small as a dust before the wind? I did cast them out as a dead.
You want to me puro ninu ija awon eniyan na.
I delivered them from the strivings of the people.
You want to feed me je olori awon orilede.
I was made me the head of the heathen.
Eniyan ti emi ko ma yo ma sin mi.
And people who have never knew will serve me.
No, I will pay.
They
want to puro mi mo ma da mi
go. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me.
Àwọn ọmọ àjèjì wọn tẹ̀rí wọn bá fún mi.
The strangers shall submit themselves.
Àyà yóò bá àwọn àlejò.
The strangers shall fade away.
Àyà yóò bá àwọn àlejò.
The strangers shall fade away.
Wọ́n mọ̀ ti bẹ̀rù jáde níbi kọlọ́fin wọn.
They are afraid out of their clothes.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ti ẹ̀mí.
This statement is a spiritual utterance. Lóòótọ́
tí a bá ń sọ nípa àlejò.
Truly when we talk about strangers.
Ẹ lè mọ̀ pé. A le wi pe eni to kan wa ki wa.
You might see someone that come to visit you.
Eni to wa lati ki wa.
You might see a visitor.
Eni ti ese onile.
Someone that is not the owner of the house.
Eni to kan wa lati ki wa.
Someone that just come to greet you.
Eni to wa nibi kan to se pe ibi to wa yen ki se bujoko re.
Someone somewhere but not in his habitation.
O ka se wi pe o kan wa sibe boya fun be wo.
He only comes to the place maybe for visitation.
Ni pe ibi ti o sa wa yen ki se aye e.
The place he is not his habitation.
A le pe ni alejo.
The person can be called a stranger.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ti ẹ̀mí.
But in the spiritual language.
Kí ni alejo n túmọ̀
sí? What is the meaning of a stranger?
Àwọn àlejò wo ni àyà yóò pa á.
And what are the strangers that shall be afraid?
Nínú ayé mi àti wọ́.
In the life of you and I.
Torí náà láti lè mọ.
Therefore, to understand what the stranger
stands
for, who are the people called strangers?
We
talk about the
these
3 points.
Point one.
God's purpose for creating man. Under point one. We discuss the purpose of God to have created you and I. The reason why God created me. God never do anything without your
permission.
He do nothing without your reason. Point one. God's purpose for creating man. Point two. Strangers in the life of men and its causes. Point three. Describing believers' authority over stranger and its usage. Describing believers' authority over strangers and its usage.
This
is what
you.
Taking on point one. I call God's purpose for creating man. Like I've told you earlier, God does nothing without a reason. Many men have questioned himself and say, why did God create man?
Say,
why the reason? Many might say he created us so that we drink and eat. Many might say he created us to bow down our head for him. Some might say he created us to have husband, wife and have children. Others might say he created us to replenish and abound and be
multitude.
You see all these answers, they are not part of it. They are not part of it at all. The very reason for God to create us is greater than that. God's purpose for creating us is a very great one.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen. Number one. God created us to display his power. To display the power of the supremacy. That is the power of the supremacy. The power of the supremacy I'm discussing is this. You know, sometimes when you give birth to a child, when God gives you the power to give birth to a child, and you give birth to the child, now the child has a striking resemblance of the person. When he looks at the child, what will he say? He will be happy.
You
will be looking at the child as if he's looking at himself. God desires to see his image. He wants to show his power by creating the image of himself. And that was why he created us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Of all the things that God created, man is the only one that God created in his image and likeness. The image and likeness we are discussing, not that God has two eyeballs or two noses.
We are discussing the image,
only image and perfection of God.
But me, can you say that at all alone would that be any?
As mighty as lion, God never created him as a man. As big as elephant, God never created it as a man.
Genesis
chapter 1, verse 23. And the Lord God said, let us create man in our image according to our likeness. According to our likeness. That is God wants to see the replication of himself. He wants to see the image of himself. That was the reason why he created man. Another reason. God created man for his glory. For his mighty glory. When we see his glory, that means the highness of God. The majesty of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God
created man to show forth his glory.
You
that you sell clothes. Let me give you this as a case study. When you give out to a child that resembles you like a
friend,
many a times, to reveal that this child is a child of a cloth seller, you will be seeing many cloths for him. During those days, those that their parents sell clothes, when they travel to Abba during those days, they go buy clothes at Abba the most. Every sample of the cloth bought, they will seal for their children. They also seal it to advertise. Even they seal for their children. People will see the glory that this child belongs to a cloth seller upon the life of those children. Also, God created us so that we can replicate his glory, the glory of his highness, the glory of his majesty.
Together
for the Lord. If you are alive, you never recognize God, you have made yourself miserable. You are only suffering yourself. You are afflicting yourself with
pain.
God did not create you for your own
good.
He created you for his own purpose. Be holding on to the things I mentioned to
you.
You are alive, you are worshipping the bush of God, and you are worshipping idols. It might cause many problems and destroy your latter health. Because God is a God of great jealousy. If you are not fulfilling the purpose behind the creation of God for your life, listen, as I'm speaking this word, the angels of the Lord are already here to walk with you. They have descended already. Be very careful as you listen to this message. God make you to be listening to this ministration. Be very attentive as you listen. If you receive, you hear and you
see.
Instantaneous transformation will fall upon your life. If you don't receive also, you see transformation. Listen. God's purpose for creating you. He never created you to be immoral. He never created you so that you eat and drink. Eating and drinking. So that you have stamina. Let me ask you. Who among you buys a car? And the car will be draining the fuel. And the car has more than zero. Even when the car is
driven,
you never buy a car so that it will drain your
oil.
You buy so that it will drain you. When it drains too much of oil, you are going to find solution. The same thing man as well. God never creates man for the purpose of eating and drinking alone. Our eating and drinking is to have strength to do activities of God.
The only
thing God created is that you can eat and drink. God created you for his glory. You want to be seeing the replication of his glory upon your life. You want every other creature to see his glory upon your life. The reason why the glory never manifested was because you never believed on the Lord. Listen to another reason. God created man to have dominion over all things. God created you to have dominion.
of all the things that God created. God so much honored men the most. He created in his likeness and image. He created him to replicate his glory. Hallelujah. Even he created him to have dominion over all things. You see? God created you so that you can dominate for him. Like I've told you, God never placed men under the control of anything, but under his own personal. After God is man, after men, other things are under. God never placed men under the devil. It was men that fall into deception and place himself under the devil. When God created man, balance yourself so that you there is hope for you. That is why the gospel is sent to you. My boy, you need to, but that is not me. You may be born in the house of prophets. That is the availability of the gospel if you should receive it. The purpose of your creation. God creates you to dominate for him. God said, let us create man in our likeness, according to your image, so that they have dominion over bird, over fish, over animals, over every creeping thing on the land.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That is the mindset of God to have created man. That means God created you to have dominion. Dominion for him. Not personal dominion for yourself. So that you have dominion for God. This world is like the farm of the Lord. Everything that God possesses there. And
he
created man to have dominion over him. To control the sin according to his own will. What makes us lose the power of control is deception. Deception of the devil.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Money amounts to nothing.
Paper.
Ordinary paper. Paper that was ink, and then we still authorize it as a
transaction.
Even computers, they make money because it was not authorized as a transaction. That is why we never use it. Then why does money have dominion over you?
The
reason why God created us as
men,
that we have dominion, that we control,
that
we administrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God created you. God intentionally created man to useless the devil, to counter the devil.
Like to do this.
You make the devil to be ashamed.
Oh my God.
Alone on you.
Ti o ba tori iditi Olorun fi binu si aborisa. Atani ti o ba si ti o ba mo tabi to mo to seri pada.
Iditi
Olorun fi binu si na mo niyan.
The reason why God is anointed to idolaters or backsliders.
Olorun do.
God created you.
He to be in that Jesus ti se.
When the devil sin. And God created him with glory and precious elements. He was proud. Now God created men in a more humble way than the creation of the devil. To useless his value. That you that are created with precious things and you are proud. I will create a little thing not among to you that will serve you more than you do, that will do my will more than you do. And what God eventually made was
man.
That's the reason why you must
live in the
you must angrily tell the devil that you are no more for you. There is no any benefit to following me. Even God
God will be annoyed and the devil himself will punish you.
God,
listen. The main purpose of your creation, God created you to counter the devil. He created you to ensure that you can use the devil. He created you to embarrass the devil. When he created you, when you are doing the will of God, God will cover you with his glory. And the devil will see ordinary dust, mere dust.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That God has made honorable like this, and they are walking like this, and they are flaunting like this.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. What the devil cannot do, the humility he cannot do, the will of God he cannot do, the glory of God he cannot reflect. God created man.
That's it.
I will create a little thing and they will do more than you do.
It's
like you have 2 to 3 children. Now you took the eldest one. You sent him an errand. And that one said he's not going. And he does the way he likes. And he took the second child. Never took the second child, and I took the last child.
He
said, you go and deliver the herald for me. And he supported him with his power. Now you that never do, I make you see him. You see this young child will be the one to do it. He will do it. And I'm going to support him. I send you another, they say you are not. This little one will fulfill the heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That
is just the illustration I can give you to what God has done
to man.
When that little child that you're saying, when you go and have conspiracy with his brother, what happens is that you're going to flog them together, and you'll be very paid. You that you are walking in the way of the devil, you are acting the character of the devil, you that you are still serving the devil, that's the reason why you are being chastised. I'm giving God the wrong jealousy over you.
It's
like you were married and you are seeing the waywardness. You marry a wife legally and still having a concubine and still showing you the concubine. The same thing the case of an idolator. The same thing the case of people that never
recognize
God. The same thing the people going into church. The same thing the case of people going for it. The same thing the people that are going to your court. The same thing the people that are going to witchcraft. God never said he cannot save you. Why have you gone into that occult? God never said he cannot deliver you. Why have you gone into that occult? God cannot say he's not going to give you money. Did you hear what he said to
David?
When David did something wrong,
I
took you from the wilderness to the palace. Now you have done this. You allow the Gentile to speak blasphemy. If the woman I give you is not enough, you have asked for me. And you never did, you did this. Sword shall never depart from his house. Listen. You must angrily renounce the devil. The dressing of the devil. Dressing of the devil. The demonic attitude. Demonic thoughts. Demonic thoughts. Demonic characters. Demonic walking. Everything demonic. Even the dresses of the devil. Everything instrumental to the devil. Even those rings of charm. Those reputations of the world, you must renounce them. They're going to angrily renounce you. It can trigger up the anger of God. Have you spoken to me? I said I never acted to you. God is your creator and not the devil. God is your creator and not demon. God is your creator and not the diabolical force. God is your creator.
Jesus Christ.
And the one that manifested in Christ.
Not
in
God,
to save you.
Not in
to deliver you.
Not in for
to give you victory.
But what for
the Lord? Why he said, come unto me. The purpose of your creation. The purpose of your creation. You have created me as a man. I
have
not created you as animals. I
have
not created you as a power. I
have
not created you as a fish. I
have
not created you as a tree.
God
created you for his glory. He created you for his glory. He created you to manifest
his
power. He created you to have dominion over everything that
is
in you. Created you to useless the devil. You must not allow the devil again. You must not allow the devil to possess you for
Jesus
again. You must not conspire with the works of the devil again. You must not turn deaf ear to the gospel.
Please,
Father, you that small. Listen. The Lord wants to use your life. Now say no. Rescue yourself tonight. Today, tomorrow, everything procrastinate. Say no and rescue yourself today. The Lord is going to save you. That demonic term is under your fingers, remove it. That demonic bed or demonic soap under your bed, go and dispose it. Let me ask you something. Who among you, of the fathers listening to me, of you mothers listening to this message, who among you?
Your
child who wants to receive money from you,
maybe
tuition,
buy your own textbook,
or textbook. And the child will have to use divination. That will put divination in his mouth. And talk to you. That, my father, bring this money. The very day you know that, what are you going to do? You will be displeased to that child. You can never be happy with him. You see what kind of such is this? Does he need to attack the divination before he speaks to you? Tell me. If you love the child of God, the very day you know that
something
is, that very day the love will diminish. From that day onward, you will consider him as a
hungry
child. I pray your child will not become a hungry one. I'm discussing with you. I'm giving you the case
problem.
A child doesn't want to
be a child.
When you study their character and obey them, is it my father you need this as
easy?
Why are you having inscriptions on your body? What are the things you tie on your wheels and your doorposts and everywhere
like that?
What are those paints you are putting on your face? Now you make yourself equal to the dead in the water. You are possessing power of demons. Listen today. The reason why God created you, that created you as a man,
turn
to the Lord as you listen. Turn to the Lord as you listen. Turn to the Lord as you listen.
Turn
to the Lord as you listen. Turn to the Lord as you listen.
God
is the one calling
me.
God is the one speaking from my mouth to you. Turn to the Lord.
See
that you are a Jew. You are a man,
repent
unto the Lord. You never give regard to God, you just want the way you like.
You
will not continue with that
faith.
Repent unto the Lord. Listen. There is a punishment of God that money cannot hinder you. There is a punishment of God that money cannot hinder you. When God should punish a man, it's above human wisdom. Another purpose for creation. And this one is a very good attentiveness before your eyes. God created the devil to make his life an abode. What have I said?
God
created you to live in your life.
Ninu iwe Genesis.
Genesis.
Ori kini.
Chapter 1.
Esa kini ati keji.
Verse 1 and 2.
Oni ni ate de kose.
God in the beginning.
Olorun dorun aye.
God created heaven and earth.
Aye wa juju.
And the earth was void.
Oni emi Olorun si ra baba lori omi.
And the Lord moved upon the surface of the water.
Emi Olorun si ra baba lori omi.
The Lord moved upon the surface of the water.
Shebe na Genesis ori keji ese keje.
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
O wa ni.
And then it says.
Lati nu. Oni Oluwa Olorun si fi erupa ile mo eniyan.
The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
O ti ni emi le ti o
fun. That means that breath of God that flows upon the surface of water. When it has nowhere to penetrate, now that God has created man, He possessed man. That breath of God is a type of God. The breath of God came into man. That means God possessed man. God created you to live in your life. Listen. Listen. Your body is like a building. Your heart is like the room. The Spirit of God wants to be living your life entirely.
1
Corinthians 3 verse 16 as well. Do you not know that the Spirit of God lives in you? That you are God's temple. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Another meaning for that temple of God. That is the house of God. It means house. When you are being questioned, where is the house of God?
Some
people will point to the church. Where we are,
it's
a building. God placed his eyes there. His covenant is there. Should be encountering God. But God created you to dwell in your life. When he made the devil to fall from heaven, the devil said he has come into the world. That he is not going to allow God again in the world. And that was why God created you. God created you. He said, I'm going to possess
him.
And a possessed man. Devil is darkness. And God is light. And the light came into your life.
Your
light reflects onto darkness. God will happen. That's why God created you. That's what I'm
explaining.
The devil will flee. God is in trouble again. That God chased him away from heaven. And even at now he possesses the man. When you're going like this, when you turn to this direction, the devil will flee. When you turn to this direction, he will flee. That's what God created you. Now look at the spirit that possesses you. You that you are created as the abode of God, as the house of God. Heaven is his habitation, but on earth, man is his habitation. If we build a building with marble or gold, it's not like man. Just a worship
of
God. God wants to dwell in you. He's willing to permit God in his life. The purpose of God
is
to
dwell
in you. Want to dwell in
your
life. And from you, you want to be glorifying
God.
You want to be revealing himself from your life. Every
part
of God is God over your life. God's purpose for creating you. I'm jumping on point
two.
Stranger in the life of man and its causes. Like I've explained to you, the reason why our purpose was created you.
How then does a stranger
feel
bad? What are the things called strangers?
Devil
in the life of man is a stranger. Devil himself.
Some people say he has possessed
the devil, that means he's a stranger.
He
never understood his language. The devil is a stranger in your life. Because he's not your creator. Your life is not his habitation. Demons are strangers in your life. Simple spirits in your life are strangers. Listen to my word. They are strangers. Demons. Everything opposing the good plan of God for your life are strangers. Everything causing delay, impediment, and retrogression, they are strangers. I'm discussing strangers. I'm discussing strangers. Every contrary sign, every spirit of sickness, every demonic arrow, everything oppressing oppression in your life, they are strangers. Whatever contrary to the normality, whatever not working good, whatever that opposes your health, whatever that opposes your goodness, whatever that blocks your blessing, whatever that hinders your goodness, whatever that withdraws good things from your life, that is deposited in your life and your ways,
that
in your family and your matrimony,
and
your place of war, they are strangers. Every demon, every spirit that is not of God, they are strangers. Devil and his demons, they are strangers. They are strangers in your life. And that was why he said, the strangers shall tremble. The strangers he was discussing, those are what I mentioned. When we get to point three, and now we are going to look at what believers shall do for the strangers to tremble. But now we are considering what the strangers are. We
will
be considering them according to what they operate in. Strangers in the life of men.
Look
at Prophet Isaiah. Chapter 54, verse 3.
Only need to read what you see about the
report on the right hand of the Lord. And I see shall inherit the Gentiles.
Yes, you to go and work, baby.
They shall inherit the Gentiles.
Mosi Muki, I'm a Lua Oromani, Kodi Bibe,
and make the desolate cities to be inhabited.
Only Mase Beru.
Yeah, no.
Mase Beru.
Yeah, no.
Mase Beru.
Yeah, no.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Orike Dogma.
Chapter 25, verse 5. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers. I shall bring down the noise of strangers as a heat in a dry place. I shall bring down the noise of strangers.
Amen.
I shall bring down the noise of strangers after he in a dry place.
Even
the heat of the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. The strangers that they said their noise shall be brought down by you. The reason why he said he will bring down their noise, because their noise is not a pleasant one. Their noise is a meaningless one. Their noise is a evil one. Of the book of
Psalm
53. Psalm
Maybe a spirit,
you may
physics ani
an inspiration
ogbon ni
a hand
a meni
a sign
ofani
a haro
to se lodi
that is contrary
alejo loje
we are strangers
so se tan lati le jade
you need to chase them out
ati jo ti adam ti da ekan
from the very day Adam fell into deception
ti ever ti da te isu
that he fell into deception of the
devil adam si ti te si o nga ya re
and adam succumbed to a lie
jo yen ni nkan yi lo ti alejo ti wole
and that these strangers have possessed me
ti won ti je eso
they have eaten the fruit
ati jo yen alejo ti wole
and that these strangers have possessed me
awon na wa tun pe alejo to po wo
how even we invite more of the strangers
nipa igbagbo
through unbelief
nipa igboran
through disobedience
nipa igborisa
through idolatry
sibala leyin
but tonight
ogo ni folon folon ti ba ye epade
glory to God because he has been encountering your life already
ogo ni folon pe olorun yo si be epade gaga gaga
glory to God because he will give you an absolute encounter
amu alejo
the stranger
amu alejo
the stranger
amu alejo
the stranger
amu alejo
the stranger
mani fa isu dabi ese dabi omo nkan ti o dara mo
love the devil don't love sin don't love evil things again
kada le da pu olowo gbogbo are kereke
let's see yourself away from every wife of the devil
babo ni ati se le wa bo
how then can we be free
iru igbagbo wo ni a ma nlo ti a fi bo
what is the kind of faith you used to be
tell me pe mo gbagbo pe gbogbo yin ti en gboro yi
I believe all of my heart, yes, you are a believer. How does a believer chase out strangers?
Right,
this is going to the last subheading for today. Point
3.
Describing believers' authority over strangers and the usage. I want to give you a description. And every time I will make it to the decision and then I might get here.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Taleni ninu yin to se wipe
who among you
on sin aja
that you rear dog
tabi ewure gan
or you rear goat
ninu ile
at your home
e le sakiyesi wipe
be able to observe something
omo kekere ti esese bigan
even a young child in that home
even to rakoro
that is crawling
bi aja le yin ti wu ko le to
as fierce as that dog may be
yo moju e
you will identify the person
yo moju re
you will identify that
nitori bi pe onile ni omo
because the child is a house owner
yo omo yen to rakoro
a child crawling
aja yen le mo fowo pa lori
dog
omo le mo fowo pa aja yen lori
child may be
omo le mo omo le mo fowo pa lori
might be pitching the dog
omo kekere le mu lo
a young child can take the dog far
ko si lo de mole
and tie it
ko lo de mole
and tie it down
praise the Lord
hallelujah
yato si yi
besides this
si alejo ba nwa yin bo
when you have visitors
omo kekere
a young child
nin omo yin
of your children
to ba lo pade re
when he goes to meet him
mami mi alejo ti de
my mom's house
omo to se to gbe ejo ko si bi ma lo pe mami mi wa
down here I go
alejo
on
to nto so yen ni yo se
that very thing he has said you will do
police so pe mami mi e wa so ba alejo joko ba rara
you never say my mom come and tell the story
ejo ko si bi
this sit down here
am pe mami mi
say my mom
daddy mi
my dad
alejo nwa yin
you have a visitor
wa
and now they will come out
omo ni
is a child
o lo ase to ni niyan
you make it of the authority
be na lo ma ri ninu ile oluwa
the same thing in the house of the Lord as well
ni ijoba olorun
in the kingdom of God
apejuwe ase to ni gbagbo ni lori alejo
description of believers authority over strangers
there yesu
you see the devil
yesu
the devil
o dabi aja
is like a dog
yesu
the devil
o dabi aja aja digbolugi
a fierce dog
dabi ohun ose sa
or maybe any domestic fowl or domestic animal
eni to ba etu godada
listen carefully again
esu ntisu se etan ni eletan ni
the devil is very deceptive
e ba je lo mi o gboro ti o fi o ti ma pe nu oro gbagbo bayi ni e bo
he need this word of faith many people will be free
so yesu
the devil
ninu ijoba itakoso olorun
in the kingdom of God administration
bi aja lori
is like a dog
bi ewure lori
is like a
sorry eni to ba gbagbo
the believers
amon ti di omo
they have become children
a ti di omo
they become children
mo so kun ni mo fowo pa lori oya
they are going to put
dog,
hand
dog,
on the
dog,
dog
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 dog dog
dog dog dog dog
they will just control okay. It
oya come here
you come here
ben
that is he
mo so fun yin ri
I told you
mo so fun yin ri
I told you
ben ni ojo kan
there's a day
mo lo lati lo eniyan kan pe mi si ile re sa
someone invited me to your house
And it's a very big mansion. When I got there, I hooked my car and they saw me. When I hooked the dog, the dog also came out. I parked my car, I alighted, and the car, the dog was barking. It was a very big head. When it barked, for the ground was shaking.
Madam,
and the woman and her husband sent a very young child, just around 7 years of age. They sent the child to come and open the gate for
him.
When the dog saw that child shaking its tails, the child jumped on the dog and put his and
pecked
it, petting the dog and pushing it to the cage and put it there. When they closed the gate, they are abusing it there. They closed the gate and they came to open the door for me, and I entered and I looked at him. I said, "Is that so?" That illustration is ever registered in my mind. Anyone that is not, does not belong to that house cannot pet that dog. Because he is a child to the owner of the dog. And the dog recognized him. Also, believers that have become a child unto God.
What will happen?
He's been given authority over strangers.
He looked at one
it has been written that strangers shall tremble. Jesus said, these signs shall follow those that believe. That spirit of problem that pursues your parents, that pursue them and they flee with their left hand. If you believe, you have become a child unto the possessor of heaven and earth. You have become a child unto the one that possesses the
holy
power. What Jesus will declare is this: you, this demonic giant pursuing them, I rebuke you. Catch fire. It's an authority. It is authority of a child. The young child I told you about, I will
speak to you.
When a child is of a home, it's an authority. Importantly, everything they rear in that home will recognize them. As fierce as a devil, as fierce as a demons, they recognize God. And they reference the people that are children of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now that you believe, you are coming into the house of God on the spirit. You are coming to the place. And you have become a citizen of the kingdom. In this kingdom, every stranger I've mentioned for you earlier, they are like goats. They are like domestic animals. They are like dogs. They are like monkeys. I believe you understand what I'm saying.
Since
you have become a citizen, you have been authorized. They must recognize you. Unless you backslide from
sin,
before you stand.
Only we Colossians.
Colossians. Chapter. If you continue in the faith, that means if you stand in the word by which you are
grounded,
Many have deviated at the house of God spiritually. They have absconded the family of God. They have gone away from the family of God. Now they want to use the children's authority. That is why the demonic dog bats against
you.
When he stretched forth his hand, that dog
bats you.
Demonic dogs never
recognize
the children. It was
recognized
tonight. Maybe you have not become a child. You also can become a child today. Maybe you have not become a child.
And
said you can become a child today. And you are ready to become a child.
So we
say, I am ready to become a child. I am ready to become an household of God. There is someone here in this revival. That this today's revival. God is bringing a spectacular transformation over your life. Write it down. Your life is full of difficulty
before.
As from today's revival. You will not live a life of difficulty again. That is what the Spirit of the Lord has told me. Because you are here under this ministry of your life. Your life is full of
also
and touch. But from tonight, you are no more living that life again. Things will become easier for you. You will not live a life of oppression again. I'm describing believers' authority over the stranger. Now, this is how the usage goes. Many children does not make use of the authority appropriately. This is how they use it. You tell your child, go and chase that goat. You are the owner of the goat. And you are the owner of the child. But the child is more precious to the goat. Now the goat is eating on something you don't want. Maybe he's eating the child's food. Now you give the cane to the child. You go and beat that goat. Go and chase it out. And the child gets to the goat. And then, come and beat
after.
Come and beat the goat for me, rather. How will you do, Lola?
Oh yeah.
Say, mommy, come and beat for me. Say, mommy, come and beat for me.
Kilo, sir.
What will you say? I'm giving you the key. That's it. When is not an imbecile? You chase it. You
can
the goat. You beat it.
Send down
the
colour.
Importantly, the goat will go. That's the thing. That is how to make use of children's authority.
In
the name of Jesus. When you stand, you have a support of God. When you stand in that adoption, the support of God is available. God's authority is available for you. Lord, rebuke the devil for me. Lord, rebuke the devil for me. Like someone you say, go and chase the dog for me. What you're going to do is this. In the name of Jesus, you strangers, leave my life alone.
Strangers,
eating my food, leave alone.
If you continue,
you are granted, you are set to, and not move. Check those four things.
So duro.
You stand.
So fast emole.
You regard them.
So yes.
And you are not moved away.
Nino itabo.
In vain.
So yes. Kuro.
You are not moved away.
Oh, onan wo ma wo mi ma yo so ebi mi ma.
God will consider you as
so
doing and make you holy with
your society.
He will make you
holy.
He will make you.
And no for ni atileye.
And he will support you with power.
Ni oruko Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Who fear ni ami Bible.
I rebuke you, the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get out of my body.
Another
will get out. But what happens to many people in faith today? What happens to many people today? And it was not continue like that. Many have moved away from the family of God. Now they are using the authority. And that's why the authority is not effective. And many people, they are still in the family. But they never know how to make use of the authority. That's the truth, eh? Will you move to the family of God today? I want to make it as of your feet time now. Now you believe. Have you stand in faith? Are you well grounded? Are you steadfast?
Yes.
Have you not moved away? If you can answer those four things.
Pastor,
I stand right.
Pastor,
I'm set
free.
Pastor, I'm well granted. Pastor, I'm not moving
away.
And by the grace of the Lord, I will not backslide. If you can reply me that, rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet.
Amen.
Amen.
And you
sit down. Listen.
Who was university?
You will get admission. Listen. The word of God that you are being trained in. Look up here.
You
want to study abroad now? Look at me. It should be so. Look at me.
Money, you
I said it should be so.
And you.
I said, look at me. You are not looking at me, but God in my life.
You won't go. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You
will be so. Just look at me.
Money, you will be
saved. You will be so.
Money, you will not let you know.
You will be open up for tonight. Don't dispose the doctrine by which you have been taught. Do you understand? You might see a white person printing this. You might see a white man putting on crazy jeans.
The
shall be made to resist standard. The well grounded. The steadfast.
Yes,
don't be moved away. That's it. You might see a white man Open yourself unto the Lord.
Oluwa.
Here I am.
Here
I am, Lord. I have come to you. I stand in you. I stand steadfast. I'm well granted.
I
decide by your grace. Open your mouth in prayer to the Lord. Open yourself in prayer. Lord. Yeah, I am. I am, Lord. I stand.
Moduro.
I stand.
Mawa. Lord Jesus.
I am on the
Moduro.
I stand.
Moduro.
I stand.
Moduro.
I stand.
Mogbagbo.
I believe.
Mogbagbo.
I believe.
Mogbagbo. Mawa. Lord Jesus.
I am.
Moduro. Moduro. Moduro.
I stand. I stand.
Moduro. Moduro. Moduro.
I stand.
Moduro. Moduro. Moduro.
I stand.
Moduro. Mogbagbo.
I stand. I believe.
Mawa. Lord Jesus.
I'm not deviating.
Amen. Amen. Say big amen.
Yamila.
Dagbo mi duro lori
lori
eje apo Jesu ku je kaka le ko le yi ro ala Jesu
You call the name of Jesus without some
prayer.
Reveal yourself before the Lord.
You
call the name of Jesus loud and clear. Maybe I will take it on a party
holder.
Strangers leave my life alone.
You want
you've had out the basis of your authority. You have become the child of the house owner.
So we pay a little fee.
Strangers leave my life alone.
I say, Oluwani,
I'm using the authority of the Lord. Now you be declaring it.
Amen, sir.
Spirit of sickness. Whatever what you have,
I let your Lord
in my life.
But for work of Kwame Okoko,
every demonic band of
I let your Lord in my life.
Strangers in my life.
I let go.
Jade,
Jade, Jade,
Jade,
Jade,
Jade,
Jade,
now.
Jade kuro lara mi.
Get out of my body.
Jade kuro ni aye mi.
Get out of my life.
Alejo jade.
Don't get out.
Alejo jade lara mi.
Get out of my body.
We say alejo jade lara mi.
Get out of my body.
We say alejo jade lara mi.
Get out of my body.
Alejo jade lara mi.
Get out of my body.
Alejo.
You stranger.
Emi kan ni,
eyi pa kan ni,
agbara kan ni.
Mo ri
sey jade ko lara mi
so my brother
jade ko ni aye mi
my life
se lati run ori
from my head
ati run ori
from my elbow head
se de kanes
no
my
word
every stranger
ninu agbara mi
from my be my body
ninu aya ara mi
in my body system
ninu okan mi
in my heart
ninu aya mi
in my chest
o ya jade
no get out
jade lara mi
get out of my body
jade lara mi
get out of my
soul
Get out.
Jade.
Close your eyes.
I want you to know.
Your hand will be sounding like thunder.
What about the go? You are terrible.
Clap your hands.
Peja de lo, lara mi.
Jade lo,
lara mi. Ogoja to ti pa.
Jade lo,
mi ogo.
Mi
alejo.
Jade lo,
lara mi.
Ogoja to ti pa. Lara mi,
o baba to ti pa,
By fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire, by force,
by
fire,
by
force,
by
fire,
by
force,
by
fire,
by
force,
by
fire,
by
force,
by
fire,
by
force,
by
fire,
by
force,
by
fire,
by
out, Agbara Oluwa.
Fire back before.
Say now, Agbara.
Get out.
Get out. Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Wapi oruko Jesu gbogbo eyin alejo loju ona aye
mi. What name of Jesus every stranger on my way.
Gbogbo eyin alejo ni oju ona aye mi.
Kile nse. Ayo wa ni wetin
go. Oya ti e fi ona mi sile.
My ways alone.
Aye ku ona na mi.
Kio.
Eyin alejo.
Every stranger.
Loju ona mi.
On my way.
Oya. Oya. Oya we be.
Declare it, declare it.
Solo, solo, solo.
Say, say, say.
Oya ni gbogbo ona mi ni gbogbo bi ti ma da koja.
On everywhere and
to pass. Gbogbo ikori da ti mi o le mo da koja.
Doctors and police
gbogbo alejo ni re. Oya 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 oya
dino. Now catch fire.
Soro. Ebina jade. 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 Ebina jade.
Fire.
Loruko Jesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Oya 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 oya.
Head below,
Gbogbo alejo
Everything that's working
for you. Things
that are grumbling. Darkness has the foundation of your
heart.
Now get out. You are the child of a house owner.
You
are the child of a house owner. Happy feet of stranger.
You know, let him on
there. In the house that I'm living.
Hey, Jabba!
Get out!
Hey!
Daniel!
Hey, Jabba!
Get out, get out, get out, get out.
Hey, Jabba!
Get out!
Jesus Christ, holy Awa.
Jesus, no, my Lord.
Oh, El Sibasi, I'm a Tony Pramé.
Amen.
Ẹ̀kan tó kú ni àlejò níbi iṣẹ́ bóyá oníṣọ́ọ̀bù ní ọ́fíìsì
níbi àwọn ọ́fíìsì àbí iṣẹ́
rẹ̀ fẹ́
gbogbo
ẹ̀yìn àlejò
yíyọ
iṣẹ́ mi lẹ́nu
oyè
gbiná jáde
aspire
ìwọ̀ ìdúró bẹ́ẹ̀
láàbàṣẹ́ fi ọmọ ọjà pírò
bóyá gbogbo àlejò gbiná jáde. By fire by force.
Pass it now, Tagbara.
Off your call.
Either you like it or no.
Nobody me have said turn it on you.
This stranger has tremendous joy.
Nobody me fan out.
Every foot of fear out.
I'm wearing a team of the same jam. We
are tremendous with joy.
Oh, your God.
Now get out of my
Get out of my education. Tí mo bá ti ní ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwawa, àmì ẹ̀ yóò lọ ní ìgbà méje.
Amen, seven times.
Ní orúkọ lọ Jésù Kristì Olúwawa.
Jesus, mighty name alone.
Ìgbà ìkejì nìyí, àmì ìyẹn yóò milẹ̀ ní ìgbà méje.
Lórúkọ
Jésù kọ́ rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
In the name
of the Lord.
As I know you said,
I have the authority to free.
As you have done, I didn't say, the
authority of power to free.
Lord Jesus, cause
the Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
I'm on part one for you.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands
Amen. Ogo la ni fun Olorun. Isaji yi n tesiwaju ni ola.